Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me. They are appreciated. It's a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's good food for the soul and very much needed. Good edifying, encouraging preaching, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. Yesterday we got an abundant harvest. Of figs. They're sweet. That's partially due to the dry weather. They're very sweet. We got an abundant harvest of okra. That's probably due to the heat. Nevertheless, we thank God for all his good and perfect gifts. These are, thank you, Lord, temporal, tangible things, but they represent something greater. An abundant harvest, an abundant entrance. A great God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So I'm just endeavoring to speak something to encourage you, to remind us who we are, what the Lord has done. We do need reminding. The scripture I have is they soon forgot. See how I do that? Scripture talks about turning again to the weak and beggarly elements. We know what the weak and beggarly elements are. We aren't careful, they'll sneak up on us. Thank you, Lord. So, sometimes we get overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is like more than we can get done. So what you have to do is prioritize. So I'm having to do that. Since I've taken it up on myself to pick the okra, it's quite the task. But least I can do. By the grace of God, I'm thankful that I'm able to do it. I have a desire to do it. I consider this God's grace. So the opposite, I consider not God's grace. Everybody understand that? If your emotion is to get out of stuff, that's not the grace of God. You know, if just to show up, to be counted, that's not the grace of God. And if we're going to be saved, it'll be by the grace of God. So you see how wretched we are? And that's part of the salvation. For us to realize that. Now we, as the brother said, we've only scratched the surface. You know how wretched man is. Well, how wretched is he? Well, God had to die to save him. That's quite wretched, isn't it? Y'all know the Almighty God, the righteous God, the holy God, the perfect God.
Hallelujah.
In order to save you, had to give his life.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's how wretched we are. Well, we don't think about that when we complain. Absolutely not. We say, I get better than I deserve, and then we complain. That's how wretched we are. However, we get better than we deserve. He's a good God. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. Undeserving, that's what I am. That's also my testimony. I love the Lord. That's still my testimony. None of these things are my doing. They're my testimony. See what I'm saying? We don't take any credit, and the things that God has given us, we need to be faithful in them, in everything. Most precious resource is time. What should we do with it? Well, that's what our mouths say. See how contrary we are? We should redeem the time. Especially, you know, if I'm going to get the okra and listen to voicemails and come up here and visit with Larry and, you know, do all the feed the cat. These are things I do in the morning. I'm going to get them all done. I hit the ground running. Well, plus, I spend time with God. Yeah, when I get up in the morning, I got plenty to do. Hallelujah. And I can get it all done. What I'll have to do, though, is just settle down and see which way God would have me to go. And once I do that, I'm not overwhelmed. We'll get done what God wants me to get done in the manner that he wants to get it done. We could do it another way. We could just purpose in our heart, well, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. Then we're frustrated, we don't get it done, then we're angry. That's no good. So the Lord is helping me. All that I need to get done, I get done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So time. Time is filled with transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, you know who uses time most wisely? God. Well, we're without excuse then, huh? See? Uh-huh. Well, if we were God, what would we do with our time? What should we do with our time? Redeem it. Brother, you preaching good. Well, redeeming time and being slow was contrary. Well, you always talk like that, but how should I talk? So I'm telling you, what we say we believe, and then how we speak differently, walk differently, and do differently. Redeeming the time is redeeming the time. That means we have no time to waste. We certainly have no time to deviate. No time to go astray. Huh? No time to circumvent. Huh? Well, we have time to redeem. This is what the all-wise God says. As much as we say we like wisdom and we want to learn how to, from the Greek, we don't want to learn what God has to say. Because you don't have to learn the Greek to know that we need to redeem the time. If we go looking for the Greek while we shuck this off, then God knows that. He's going to whack you across your head and say, you get back and learn what I told you to learn and do what I told you to do. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, what we should do in all things is let God help us. That means we'd have to get out of the way. I told you, when I get up in the morning, I've got stuff to do. Absolutely. I don't have cows to milk. I used to. Back in Grace, in Oklahoma, we milk cows twice a day. They milk them once a day here. They sleep in to milk cows. I was in the barn around 4:30. Huh? Yeah, so I could milk them again at 4:30. You know what I'm saying. I could have milked them at noon, but then Come on. I'd have to milk them at midnight. See? So I had to get up running. I've always had to get up running. What I'm saying is stuff to do. Not rigid. Not etched in concrete. But stuff to do. Of course, I didn't always get there at 4:30. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because circumstances change and I'm a man. It'll happen with you too. Nevertheless, we have to compensate, do things differently. I was telling Rose yesterday, I said, man, I'm a step behind. So everything I do, it shows up. And that's how it is. At one point, David said, there's just a step between me and death. Well, that's how it is with us all. Just one step between us and death. So we should redeem the time. Now, this is a spirit. Everything we speak of, you can't just say, well, I'm going to redeem the time. You'll never get it done. Man like to boast on his multitasking. And he's a piker. Our multitasking concerning God's doing, the difference is as high as the earth, heaven's all above the earth. That's all a man's doing. You know, our thoughts, his God's thoughts. We think a lot of our thoughts, but, God knows the thoughts of man. You know what he knows? They're vain. You know where I find it? We ought to believe it. Hallelujah. And as we believe it, it will help us to cast down imaginations. Because we examine these thoughts. And we bring it captive to the obedience of Christ. We don't just say what comes to mind. A hate thought, you know, identify yourself. Where you come from. What you're doing. That's what we should do. Now we think just because it comes to our mind, we have to say it. Well, I've done that before. It doesn't come out good. Hallelujah. You know, they say you, thank you, Lord. Put your mouth in gear before you engage your brain. Well, man's known to do it. You know, speak before we give thought to what we're saying. It's very critical what we say. I mean, it could work for us or against us. Where's your scripture? Well, this in the tongue, there's the power of life and death. There's my scripture. Y'all see how I do that? That's how I want you to do it. So before you run off at the mouth and tell me all about Neil and all about your neighbor, just make sure. Consider what you're saying. Is this for life? Is this for death? Is this for peace? Is this for war? Is this for edification? See? Thank you, Lord. And we should speak words that edify, that which ministers grace to the hearers. Always in the spirit and manner of humiliation, humility. Now, we're all different. God knows it, but we're all the same. You say, well, you speak like a fool. Well, how else can I speak? We are all the same. Hallelujah. You know, it's like the many ways to hell. They're all the same. You know, when you get there, you'll know. The fool would say, hey, they're all the same. Here I am. Well, hopefully that we will be wearing a crown and won't remember the former things. How about that? Even now we look for new heavens and new earth, don't we? So we love not this world. Neither things that are in the world. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You heard my cry. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, help us today to walk in your way, to be what you would have us to be. It's always my prayer, Lord. Help us to walk in your way. It's the same as not my will, but thine be done. Hear my Lord. I present my body. What would you have me to do? I would do it in truth and in sincerity. Help us now, Lord God, to glorify you. We're men. I'm just a man, wretched and undone. Nevertheless, we're yours, Lord, and we're sanctified, for you sanctified us and called us. So we would approach you and give you glory this hour and do what you would have us to do in the manner and spirit you would have us to. Let the word go forth, reach all ears ordained to hear it. Let it be unto us life and health and strength, that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So sometime I move things around. You have to be flexible. Some folk not flexible. Flexible mean that, you know, like the fig tree we was pulling on yesterday. Some we couldn't reach, especially when they reach over the canal. So we grab hold of that thing and pull it back. Only if it has flexibility. No flexibility, it breaks. So, you know, what having flexibility then mean you can go in a different direction because you know you're going to spring back. Huh? So, yeah, I'm going to do it this way, but when I have opportunity, I'll do it that way. That's flexibility. Brother Kurt doesn't have much. He's not the only one. He's just one that came to mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So there's a time set to listen to the voicemails. I juggle it around so I can get done certain things. I can listen to voicemails when it's 100 degrees. It'd be better to do that than pick okra at 100 degrees. Do you see how I do that? Or I could say, well, no, you know, it's time to listen to voicemails. Because if I don't, Kurt will get upset. Which he might, you know. But I do what I just, you know, present my body. And my purpose is to please God, not to myself. So it works well. If I endeavor to please myself, it won't work well, no matter how good the plan is. So my purpose, by the grace of God, is to please God. And if I please man, then I won't please God. If I please man, then we're not the servants of God. So please not yourself. Christ, please not himself. All right. Now, if I speak these things, do I look for these things so I can avoid them? Absolutely. And if I see them in you, can I identify them? Well, I think so. But we're still brethren. Huh? I'm not ashamed. If God's not ashamed, Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call you. I'm not. Are you ashamed to call me brother? Hallelujah. We be brethren. Hallelujah. So let's put that above all the other stuff. You know, our so-called differences while we're still the same. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Let me go right on down the line. So, yeah, God, he does all things well. He does the best with time. He does the best with even men. You know, we don't do well with a bunch of men. Look what God does with men.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He made them a little bit lower than the angel, but he crowns them with glory and honor. Huh? He makes them his very own.
Hallelujah.
Makes them holy.
Hallelujah.
See what God can do with men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you know men, then you said, my God, how great thou art. Ain't that right? Since you know men, you said, my God, how great thou art. How excellent is thy name. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. So, we have the mind of Christ. You know where I find it? You know what your flesh says? Flesh, I got my mind, and it's the one I want. Y'all know how I know what the flesh says? Just make sure you understand that I'm not speaking off the cuff. Huh? I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I do. I got one amen here, but I don't care if nobody say amen. I do know. If you believe God, then you know that the spirit that dwells in you lusteth envy. You know that? That is contrary? All right. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. All men, do good unto all men, especially to them that are of the household of faith. See, there's a difference there. We are God's little ones. Not everybody in the world. Nothing wrong with feeding the hungry. But when we feed some of them, we were not feeding God's little ones. You understand that? It's just humanitarian. Right. We're God's little ones. Hopefully, we're being fed now. You know, we have a different diet than the world. Hopefully, we'll savor the things of God and we'll say, my, that's good food. I don't want no more of that junk food. You know, it makes you feel good and, you know, doesn't chasten you and correct you, and you feel at ease with the world and you're comfortable with the world. Well, I don't want none of that food. But, of course, there's a whole bunch that want that food. Sure. That's why there are ear ticklers, because there are people who want their ears tickled. Huh? And we need God's grace that we don't fall into the same category, because it's just common that we like our ears tickled, or to hear what pleases us. That's what it means. And rather, we would please God. Hallelujah. All right, all right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Well, what does man say about time? Well, we'd do better if we had more. What does he say about money? Yeah, do better if we had more. That's with everything. Well, here's what God said. You got this time? No, you redeem. You got this stuff? Throw it away. Huh? Yeah, forsake it so that you can have true riches. Well, what will I do? How will I live? That's what they said in the wilderness. Yeah, they said, can God? Huh? You know, like we get double time for working on the Sabbath. We say, well, we'd be a fool not to do it. Well, we're a fool to do it. Huh? Even if they pay us the standard rate, we're still fools when we disobey God. Well, may our times be lean sometime? Yeah, rightfully so, though. What's wrong with lean times? Well, I give God glory for them. If we didn't have any, we certainly could not be saved. Praise the Lord. What did Jesus say? He said, foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But I don't have all these things here. Air conditioners and cars and golf carts. I don't have that. He didn't say it like that. But he said it like that. Hallelujah. He said, the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. Glory. But in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Why was he doing all this? For our sake. Y'all understand that. He left his riches, which is what he requires you to do. And God don't back up when he say give all. I don't back up when I say it. No, I don't. Hallelujah. You can make all the excuses and do whatever you want to do. I'm going to hold to the truth. Hallelujah. And I want to come into the knowledge of the truth. That's God's gift to us. You shall know the truth. Huh? The truth will make you free. Well, free from what? Lies and deception and darkness. Why? Men love darkness. Where do you find it? In the Bible. Why? Because their deeds are evil. See? All of our getting upset with the preaching, you know why? It's because we want to continue in our unrighteousness. I find this in the scriptures. So when you get offended in my preaching, that's the conclusion that I come to. You understand? What else am I supposed to do? Call God a liar? I'd rather call you a liar. Let every man be a liar. Let God be true. If I preach to you Holy Ghost preaching and you get offended, it's just because you don't want to turn. You're stubborn. Right? Seems like only Sherry's going to agree with me today. Hallelujah. I guess she had a good breakfast. Ate some of her own cooking. Grilled them okras. Hallelujah. We did eat them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Well, here's what the scriptures say about us having more. Faithfulness is determined by what we do with what we have. I find it in the book. All of our talking about if we had more is not, it's not sound.
No.
No. You know, if Neil wasn't such a butthole. Nah. Thank you, Jerry. Ain't God good? We can turn it around, too. That's how it goes. You know, what we do with what we have determines how faithful we are. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, one of the things that men do is they say they don't have what God gave them. Then they make God a liar. You know what? We're partakers of the Holy Ghost, but we can't obey the rule, quench not the Spirit.
Right.
See how we do?
Yeah.
Not walking. You can't please the flesh and do that.
Amen.
You'll have to, you know, make your allegiance to God or to your iniquity. But here's how I read it. Let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what make for the offense. But I say you need to do that.
Right.
And your identity is, no, I do that. Then that's the separation.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let everyone that named the name of Christ. Y'all understand when you get upset with the preaching of the word, that's because you identify with unrighteousness. Right. That's the same thing. Why would we do that? Depart from identifying with unrighteousness. Only identify with the truth, the life, and the way. Jesus Christ. See? Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Well, hopefully we'll have enough time to do what we need to do today, huh? Well, Pastor Rice, depending on how long you keep us, no longer than you can be kept. If I understand. Huh? God can save all that trust in him, but no other way. Would you trust him today?
Hallelujah.
There's no other way. He won't do you wrong. He's love. Love working no ill. Praise the Lord. Love don't even fail. Glory, it covers the multitude of sin. Hallelujah. See, all these things I know. No one have to tell me about love covering the multitude of sin. That's why I get so excited. What I'm talking about, I know. The Spirit has actually revealed it to me that I'm a low-down sinner in need of mercy. And the best that I can do ain't good enough. Hallelujah. And the mighty God has stooped to save me. To bring me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet up on a rock and establish my going, put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There's some purpose not to put on a good face while I'm talking. That's evil. Really, it is. I know you say, well, I can look the way I want to look. Yeah, well, you can. Not in righteousness, though. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go down the line here. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. How are you doing, Charlene? You look all right, man. Look like you go to the woodpile. Hallelujah. By faith, huh? Charlene's been to the woodpile. She didn't do nothing but talk, though. You ever had people come to help you and all they do is talk? Now, maybe you're one of them, huh? That can be a help, though. Every time Charlene comes, I'm encouraged. Sometime Brother Terry comes out to visit, I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. I am. Sometime Terry brings me something, cold water or banana, something. How about that? Ain't he sweet? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind Fixed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stirred on him. I woke up this morning. Well, it's stirred on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. That's my testimony. Truly. Truly. Now, in my lifetime, it's not always been so. You know that. Hallelujah. And when I arose from my bed, I didn't always purpose to seek the Lord. What do you want me to do? I'm endeavoring to do it more perfectly, though. I did seek my own, though. You understand that? What do you want to do today? Yeah, exactly. Of course, Uncle Sam did fix a lot of that for me. When I was in the military, I had to do what they wanted me to do. To some degree. Amen, amen. They used to give commands like this. You will be here. That sounds like God, huh? You will be at this 6:30 formation. You will be dressed. You will be. You will have a haircut. And you will, huh? Isn't that so? Y'all ever heard it like that? Ever said it like that? That's how they talk to you in the military. You know why? They own you. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You are government property. Absolutely. They employ you any way they want. Y'all don't know that? Men sign up for that? Yeah, they do. Yeah, Obadiah signed up for it. He think he's free, but he's not. Not in the army. Hey, they send you where they want to send you, keep you as long as they want you to stay. Just like sin. And men say they're free. That's what they told Jesus. He said, I'll set you free. He said, we're already free. Sin had them bound. That's what sin does. You know, sin, yeah, it's bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How do you know? Yeah, you all know how I know. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. I once was bound, but now I'm free. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Yeah, I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, for him and no other. That's what God requires. We don't want to be found cheating on God, do we? We better stop then. How are you going to find us? Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Jesus Christ, God the Father, God raised him from the dead. But Jesus said, I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it up again. Thank you, Lord. So in him, in Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead body. God created all things by Christ Jesus. He's the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. The first begotten from the dead. Amen. He's a prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Unto him that loved us. Yeah. Hey, he washed us from our sins. Hallelujah. In his own blood. He made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. See, it says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. That's how the truth describes this world. This present world, evil. According to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, another gospel, another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, we can be disciples of Jesus in some other way than forsaking all. That's another gospel. Hallelujah. We don't have to obey nobody. We don't have to suffer anything. We don't have to sacrifice anything. That's another gospel. Now, usually they don't speak it like that. They emanate it like that, and they do it like that. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We do know. You won't be able to tell me that you don't know. All right? Pervert. It's like corrupt. When you do that, no longer has integrity. It no longer will do what it's intended to do. The strength is gone. The power is gone. The effectiveness is gone. When you pervert it, no good. When you corrupt it, no good. Hallelujah. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. He's steadfast with this. Any other gospel. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Or they constrain you to join their church. Or they constrain you to adhere to their doctrine. Or they constrain you to be one of their cronies. See? Why? So they can glory in your flesh. See? I'm reading it out of the book. They constrain you to be circumcised only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Oh, you come down here, they're going to say, well, you're one of them, what do they call us? Uh-huh, there's another word. Yeah. You're in a cult. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you all don't bend, this Jesus I preach, you call him another one. This gospel, we walk in, y'all call it another one. Wonder why? It's another one. It's perverted. Amen. Any gospel that say you don't forsake all. And it's not you doing it. It's you yielding to the work in you. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. He's no longer a Baptist. He don't want to be a Baptist. Huh? He's no longer a Methodist or an Episcopal, and he don't want to be. He's no longer in the world, and he don't want to be in the world. He's no longer of the world, and he's glad about it. See? Now, well, what is the world? It's evil. Present world is evil. Huh? That's what God said. Now, we may pretend like we don't know what the world is, but every man knows. Every man knows. That's you without the influence of grace. That's the world. Absolutely. So we do know, huh? Hallelujah. And when we receive the grace in vain, then we're worldly. Come on. Can we receive the grace? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. This is grace, you know, that we are able to dwell with the saints of God. We have ears to hear. We have a preacher to preach. You know this is grace. Thank you, Lord, for neither they themselves are who are circumcised keep the law or work righteousness. But they desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. We don't boast in our membership. Other than we're members of the body, that we boast, but it's not our boast, it's our testimony. Y'all know we're members of the body of Christ? Well, would we rather be members of the body or members of the Baptist church? Or we want to be both, can't do it. See, this is the gospel that I preach. There's no way to do that. Huh? Come on, saints. Well, if you're a member of the Baptist church or you're a member of the Episcopal, well, there you go. How are you going to be members of two churches? Come on. How are you going to serve two masters? No. The one you yield to, then that's your master. That you're a servant to that one. So yield your members. Servants unto righteousness, unto holiness. What's the end? Eternal life. Everlasting life. Hallelujah. Now, men want everlasting life, but they don't want to pay the price, so they really don't want it. See? Hallelujah. Of course, it's not us that pay the price. The price has been paid. See? What a great salvation. Why do so many men reject it? Huh? Why? Why so much a good God. God is good. Why'd they leave Jesus? Brother Stern said, they asked, why did them folk leave from down there? He said, well, I'll ask you, why'd they leave Jesus? Praise the Lord. Don't you leave him. He won't leave you. No, he won't. He said, I'll be with you always. Hallelujah. He'll go with you. Huh? Through the flood, through the fire. Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. Again, I know I've said it before, but it's in my heart, you know. From the first time I found out about Jesus and, you know, started walking in the way and whatever, I'm looking for a people that name the name of Jesus Christ, speak the same thing. I was always disturbed by denomination, always. Since I come, and I go to this one, and I go to that one, and I try to get them together with this, because I said, well, we're all Christians, but most people are Christians only in name. I heard that on the broadcast this morning. That means nominal. That means they say, and they do not. Nominal. You know, it's something that they put on their ID tag. You know, they asked me, and they said, what religion are you? Well, when I went in, I just had to pick one. So when I die, they know, you know, who to call, a priest or a rabbi. That's why they don't, not for my soul, just for identification. And that's how people are Christians nominally, just for identification, not for salvation. When we're Christians for salvation, then we're Christians. That means we're not our own, and we don't seek our own. Hallelujah. We seek the things that be of God. Praise the Lord. I mean, yeah. Not under the rest. I'm blessed to be in Jesus Christ's service. Hallelujah. My flesh don't like it, but to hell with it, you know. Flesh has never done anything good for me. Yeah, the God who saved me gave me power over it. Gave you power over it. Oh, yeah. It is contrary to your eternal life. It is contrary to your peace. Yes, it is. Huh? So crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. I'm going on down the line. But God forbid that I should glory. We don't want to glory in your flesh and glory in our membership and glory in our nothing. We want to glory in the Lord Jesus Christ and glorify him in our bodies, in our spirits, which are God's. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, this present evil world, and I unto the world. For in Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. Hallelujah. Nor assembly of God, nor church of God, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. That's who we are. People of God, Israel of God, bride of Christ. Huh? Same. Now, some have perverted the gospel. The bride and the church is different, and the church and the body, absolutely not. That one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ. We are members in particular. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Oh, I see. Henceforth, I call you not servants, For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me. I like it. I like it. Ye have not chosen me. Hallelujah. But I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That's our call. Out of the world, go and bear fruit abundantly for Christ. Fruit. Turn to God. Do work meet for repentance. Thank you, Lord. How sweet is repentance, huh? Hallelujah. It is sweet. We still have opposition getting there. Y'all don't know that David knew how sweet it was. See what it, how he still fought against it. That's the nature of man. David, a man after God's own heart. He knew what he was doing was wrong. How do you know? He tried to hide it. Y'all know that? He tried to sweep that under the rug. Yeah, he tried to stack the deck so, you know, maybe old Uriah would impregnate his wife. But Uriah had integrity. He wouldn't do, y'all understand integrity? He said, man, I can't do that because my brothers can't do that. Oh, well, can we find that in Edward? Praise the Lord. But that was the kind of man Uriah was. Says the word of God. He said, no, man, I'm going to sleep out here. I'm not going to sleep in there with the wife. David didn't have any problem with it, though. See? It's God, but God brought him where he needed to be, to a place of repentance. He was glad to get there. If anybody find it, they're glad. There's nobody find repentance. Oh, no. When you get there, you're glad you're there. Hallelujah. Then you're free. The bonds have been loose. Once you find repentance, devil can't hold nothing over your head. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There are no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There are no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the place of repentance. Want to talk about freedom? There it is. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Consequently, there's a lot of opposition against it, without and within. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we'll try to talk ourselves out of our need for repentance. Some still won't confess they need to repent. They say they don't sin anymore. Of course, it's full of holes. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, that's how lies are. And when men want to be contrary, they hold to them, even though lies are full of holes. There's nothing to substantiate it. Nothing at all. Yet men hold to it. How about that? Oh, God, thank you for your salvation. But for the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I must tell you all, and you know it's the same with you. When I was going from pillar to post, as my old man would say, you know, I saw sometime in the gatherings deliverance, I saw joy and you know, the workings of God. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, but I didn't see what I needed to see. Oh, one people speaking the same thing, having no divisions. Hallelujah. But yeah, that, you know, there were miracles, healings, deliverances, because that's who God is. And Paul said, ever how the gospel is preached, I'm glad. So when the gospel is preached, if somebody believe it, they get the effects of it. Absolutely. 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 Praise the Lord. So when we tell the truth, or when I tell the truth, you believe it, you receive the benefit. And if I don't, I don't receive the benefit. So I endeavor to preach to me. I need to be saved. I want to be saved. This is not my doing. I'm just telling you what's going on with me. Hallelujah. But I make that point because that's how some people do it. They get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They say, well, it must be right, you know. I saw so-and-so get healed, and, you know, we had such a joyous service. A lot of their joyous service is nothing but flesh. You understand? I mean, if we get to know our wretchedness and start to, then that's joyous. Not much of that. Preachers don't preach it. They don't want to hear. So they compliment each other. That's why they go to this place. Huh? Now, Brother David, he's precious, isn't he? Oh, yeah. There's no difference between us. No. But he has a friend, and she talks about coming here, of course not for the right reason. He said, what if she comes here? What did I do about the dress code? I said, man, she'll have to measure up. Come on. What about when you go to the Walmart? Come on. Some places they have no shirt, no service. That means you ain't got a shirt on, you can't, don't come in here. You walk, go to some folks' house, they'll say, well, take your shoes off. Come on. Men give heed to everybody's little rules, but not God's. She come here, she'll have to dress like a saint. Modest apparel. Okay. Absolutely. Now, if she was coming here to seek the Lord, and all she had was worldly stuff, we'd bring her in, but we'd give her something. But if she's coming here, then she need to come right. She know what we stand for. We'll let David tell her. Hallelujah. Who knows what the Lord will do? I told you that time I got apprehended, I really wasn't going to be apprehended. No, I wasn't. I was still a fugitive, running from God. Yes, I was. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was. You all never been fugitive? Not now, though, I pray. Yeah. The truth of God was in me, else I never would have went. In fact, I told her, Janice invited me because she had an accident. Her friends came to see about her, and they invited her to church. So she invited me. And my answer was, I don't want to go play church. This is what I said as a fugitive. Really. I said, I don't want to go play church. And still today, I don't want. If y'all ain't real for Jesus, you ain't going with me, because I ain't going there. I said, I do not want to go play church, because I know that's what a lot of them do. Hallelujah. But still, I wasn't ready to be apprehended, you understand? No, I wasn't. Hallelujah. But I didn't want to go to hear some deception. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, I intended to go and, you know, give honor to God and come back and continue doing what I do. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God wouldn't let me. I'm eternally grateful. Hallelujah. And no man can tell me that this was a work of man or no some mistake or some happenstance. No, I was there. I ought to know. Huh? Yeah, Jesus got a hold of me. Hey, won't let me go. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's not so with everybody. And many people that have just heard the gospel and received it theoretically, and the Lord has never really gotten a hold of them. No. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you're going to be saved. He'll have to get a hold of you. But it's meant to be so. You understand that there's many, but only a few. And the admonition is we should make our calling and election sure. See? Seeing that there is many called, few chosen. Many say, Lord, Lord, won't be able to enter in. Wisdom of God said we need to make our calling and election sure. Because Satan imitates well. Absolutely. You know he was once in the kingdom. Giving glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Till iniquity was found in him. What about when it's found in you? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we are not of the world. That's not up for debate. See? Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach it like it's up for debate. I'm not going to deal with you like it's up for debate. You all can do what you want to, but I'm always going to endeavor to relate to you all as sons of God. Christians. All right? Praise the Lord. But I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I pray for them, Jesus said in his parting prayer, I pray not for the world. So I'm not going to pray for the world either. But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I kept, and none of them is lost. You can understand that. He's not going to lose one. Not one. Hallelujah. None of them is lost but the son of perdition. It was ordained to be so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word. Thank you, Lord. And the world has hated them. Y'all understand that? And don't let them fool you. Don't do that. Hallelujah. The world has hated them because they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Now, the world hated them. What does that mean? Is it going to shoot them on sight? No, no, no. Hallelujah. I mean, it's not going to prefer them. You understand? They choose their life over the life of Christ. They choose their way over the way of Christ. They choose their dwelling with the world. So that mean the haters, you know, hate your father, hate your mother. What does that mean? Don't honor them. No, 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 no. Mean you love Christ, love God. See what I'm saying? So that's what the world does. They love the world. And the difference is we love God. Can't love both. We can only love one. I keep saying it. We can only love one. Praise the Lord. The first commandment is love the one. And then as you love him, you'll love your neighbor. You won't love the world. You won't love the things of the world. This is with loving God. See what happens when you love God? How can we love God? Well, he loves us. We agree with God. We yield to God. Go ahead and love me, God. Love me freely. Heal my backsliding. Forgive my sin. Heal my land. Yeah, heal our land. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And now I come to thee, And these things I speak in the world that they may have my joy. Again, he speaks of joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So again, this present evil world is evil, not good. It's contrary to God, contrary to the things of God that makes it evil. Of course, all the stuff they do, they call it good. You understand that. They feed the poor. They have food pantries. Absolutely. Praise God. Oh, they must be holy and righteous, huh? Oh, we get aid from the government. We know they're not holy and righteous. They give you EBT cards. Welfare. No. That's because they're holy and righteous, huh? You all kind of quiet. I know the answers, you know. Even if y'all act like you don't know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't be deceived. The world does not love you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We are of Christ. The prayer goes on, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. We are sent into the world to be a light, to let our light so shine among men that they might look upon us and know that we've been with Jesus. I know that there's some different. Say, they're not of us. Rightfully so. They're not of us. Yeah, we don't have time for them. We're not going to gather with them. We go to church, but we don't go to church with them. We gather. We don't gather with them. We pray. We don't pray with them. They're not like us. That's a good testimony. That's a good testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the answer, you know. You say, well, I go to church. Do it. Well, what is going to church? We are the church. Hallelujah. God said so. Since we're the chosen of God, we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Hallelujah. Scripture talks about that church in the wilderness. How about that? Talked about the rock that followed them. Say they all drank of that same rock. You know, the rock that followed them. They said the rock was Christ. Hallelujah. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Hallelujah. Now, we can be edified and quickened by this as we yield our members. Of course, if we act like the worldly, I'll be glad when he's done. He's encroaching up on my nap time or a time I need to do something else. Praise the Lord. When I'm doing this, I don't have anything else to do. When I find myself doing what the Lord wants me to do, I don't have anything else to do. So all I need to do is find out, what do you want me to do? Well, once I know, and we can know because that's what we're to do. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Hallelujah. Neither pray I for these alone, here it is, but for them also. That's like the crown of righteousness. Not just for Paul, but to them also. Glory, glory. This is the goodness of God to you, and your children, and as many that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, that they all may be one. I'm going to pray it, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them. How about that? That they may be one even as we are one. I and them, thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, it doesn't get any plainer than this. The love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, tells it plainly, the Spirit speaketh expressly, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Thank you, Lord. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. Little children, it is the last time that you have heard that Antichrist should come. Even now are there many Antichrists. Hereby know we that it is the last time. Hallelujah. Night is far spent, the day is at hand. Now is our salvation near, and when we believe. For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. I believe it. Hallelujah. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Hallelujah. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and join my people. And the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her. Hallelujah. No more crying. No more sorrow. No more sighing. No more pain, no more death. Former things have passed away. Behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Is that us? Not everybody, you know. Once enlightened. Some say they were and they weren't. Some say they are and they aren't. But they are we who have been enlightened. What's the peril? What might happen? Well, we've been enlightened, tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come if they should fall away. To renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Renewed again. This condition of state only can be found in repentance. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We don't get involved with all the causes of the world, no matter how honorable and good they may seem. Save the tree, save the whale. Absolutely not. Save me, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. What a word, huh? Ungodliness, like uncleanness. How about it? You know, and if there be anything else that's contrary to sound doctrine, it's unclean. All right? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. And their word will eat at doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. That must be a misprint. They wouldn't put them folks' name in there, would they? who concerning the truth of error, they wouldn't call them by name, huh? Saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. What is the resurrection? It's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's not come already. Hallelujah. He has come, but he will come again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He came in redemption, salvation, glory, glory. He's coming back in glory, in vengeance, restoration. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. God knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Are we only identified with Christ? That, simply put, that's how it is. We don't identify with race, creed, or color, or geographical location. No, certainly not with denomination. Where in Christ there are none. Praise the Lord. We identify with Christ. For Christ we live, for Christ we die. Hallelujah. We're crucified unto the world. The world is crucified unto us. We deny ourselves and take up our cross. We follow Jesus Christ. We got nothing else to do. This is our life. We follow Christ. And Christ, who is our life, when he shall appear, then we'll appear with him in glory. If we suffer, we'll reign with him. Hallelujah. Glory. If we suffer, we'll reign with him. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth. Some to honor and some to dishonor. What if God, willing to make his power known, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, created vessels fitted to destruction? You know God did it? Yeah, most of the vessels are created for destruction. It's been told us that most of the children being born now are being born to receive the Antichrist. Somebody's going to receive him. I want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. As many as received him, to them gave he power, become sons of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that's another reason the ones that haven't had children are blessed. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, bless you, Lord. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. But remember, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you there should be mockers in the last time.
Amen.
How do they mock? They walk after their own lust.
Amen.
Be careful. Hallelujah. Oh, we're here. We can't be mockers. Well, that's not how it's written. We've been told how it should be. Mockers in the last time who walk after their own ungodly lust. Thank you, Lord. These be they who separate themselves. Out what separate? They hold to some other identity. Not Christians. I'm a so-and-so. That's separating yourself. Sensually now. Not having the Spirit. Well, the Spirit don't separate itself except from the world. Hallelujah. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some having compassion, making a difference, my Lord, my God. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Keep yourselves unspotted from the world. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's able. Hallelujah. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, make no provision for the flesh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Well, many profess to be wise. You know that. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. But who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let me see his meekness. Let him shew out of a good conversation. That means the way he walks, the way he carries himself. His conversation, his works, meet for repentance. I see. With meekness of wisdom. What kind of wisdom? Or the wisdom that descended from above. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. Lie not against the truth. This wisdom come not from above. It's earthly, sensual, devilish. It's the same wisdom that separates. Those who separate themselves are being sensual. See what I mean? Hallelujah. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion, every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Praise the Lord. All right, Charlene. End of the line. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, we have to work out things among us, which is not a problem. We have grace for this. Hallelujah. So, the way I said, if, you know, we have a problem or a concern about anything, there's a way to do it, no matter what it is. Huh? Or they put too much sweetener in the food. Well, that's one of my concerns. So I do what I can, and, you know. But if you have a concern about anything, there's a way to approach it so you won't have to, you know, talk bad about your neighbor. Amen. You won't have to be upset. Now, that's the way to approach it. Okay? And, you know, I don't know. Some may be concerned that they're throwing away too much stuff out of the sewing room. So if that's your concern, then make sure you voice it, and then it'll be all right. It's not my concern. I mean, mostly my concern is we got stuff that we don't use. We got stuff we don't take care of. And as soon as somebody go to do something with it, then we squawk. But then with all the stuff we got, nobody cleans it. Nobody, you know, takes care of it. That's my concern. So you voice yours, I voice mine. I'm still going to be at peace, though. Everybody understand? And if you do it righteously, you'll be at peace too. If you're not at peace, then we still have too much stuff, you know, that nobody want to take care of. And we got it because we might need it one day. I see. I guess. You know, we don't need it now, do we? Well, we got too much, Pastor Rice. Amen. We do have too much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But here's what I'm saying. Whatever, you respond righteously. And I know that that's really not, we need grace for that. Because sometimes we just like to, you know, grab them by the collar and shake them a little bit. Mom used to say that. She said, boy, I'll shake you real good. And sometimes she would. She'd grab me. Sometimes that's what we like to do with our neighbor, huh? Absolutely. You all ain't telling me nothing. That's not a good response. We need to work through that. Hallelujah. And just put our concern there, present it in righteousness, and then all is well. All is well. Everybody got me? I know it's, we have to work through it because we've got these preconceived notions. Oh, I can't tell Terry about that. He don't even look at me. Whether or not you look at me, I'm still going to approach it the same way. Huh? I'm going to do what I can in right. What else can I do? Wait till Terry Hart get right toward me? Well, come on, saints. Well, maybe I ought to make sure my heart's right toward Terry. See? Sure. Hallelujah. So if I make my concern and, you know, you take heed, fine. If you don't, still fine. But it's in God's hands, like we all are. And usually what we're concerned about might be a concern, but it's not as great a concern as we should have about what we say. You know, that should be a big concern, the things we say, especially when we are admonished every day. Every day. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we don't have to make all these judgments that we make. And say, we can say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Brother Owen, I guess we need you to pray for us today. You willing to pray for us, brother? All right, all right.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you again, thanking you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Owen, for praying for us. Brother Owen, always pray for that. Pray that way. Yeah, like we talked about yesterday. What he's done, what he's doing, what he's going to. We can put everything in that realm. Hallelujah. Everything, brother. When we see him, we'll be just like him. We'll see him as he is. We hope in that. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Lord bless you, brothers. You faithfully stand fast in your place and calling, and in so doing, and always, always magnify and glorify the Lord. Encourage us to press on into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Maranatha, my brother. Maranatha.